Great to catch up with David. Haven't actually spoken to him for a little while. How are you, David?
I'm still here, Pete. Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you are still there, which is great to see, mate. There's so much to cover. We only have time for probably one or two stories, but perhaps you can update us with what's going on. We know, of course, our Prime Minister Morrison is in the US and a bit of money being thrown around, so perhaps help the Yanks get to Mars. What's going on?
Well, look, we're going to get the apple pie here. I think this is a pretty good initiative. It's something that, you know, we've been waiting to be part of for a long time. We're part of the global space community now, and we have been for, well, about 12 months now. And, you know, Pete, we've got the Australian Space Agency based in Adelaide, of course. Now, Scott Morrison has now become involved with the American Space Program. We've seen this on television. It means a lot for our country here. It puts us on the map. It means we will be able to give our own graduates work. They won't have to go overseas to do it.
No.
We can launch from our own country. We can launch satellites for other people. We can make money out of this, too. It's good. It's good for our future. And you're looking at possibly around 20,000 extra jobs by 2030. I think Scott Morrison's done a brilliant job on this one. And people are wrong if they come out with a comment I've heard recently, well, the money should go to here or should go to there. This is an investment in our country, Peter. This is an investment in our future.
Well, Dan, thank you for shining a light on that, because that is the only publicity I've heard has been pretty negative. We're giving them $150 million so they can go to Mars. What do we get out of it? Well, from what you've just told us, we get a hell of a lot out of it. It's a bit of a U-turn, isn't it? Because when Trump first came into power, one of the things you told me was that he was going to, you know, basically cut back on NASA and wasn't interested in space travel.
Well, that seems to be that's not the case, apparently. They do want to go to the moon. They do want to go to Mars. We're part of this. We've always been part of the American Space Program. We supported them. We got the images back from the moon, for God's sake, you know. But this means money for our country. It's a big, big thing. Look, no matter which way you look at this, the investment is going to get us back. We'll come back to us tenfold, Peter. $20 billion industry within the next 3 to 5 years. We should be part of it.
Wow, now that is only 3 to 5 years. Gee, it's going to go quickly. You said we can launch our own satellites. That's got to be worth a lot of money, because we can do it, as you said, on behalf of other countries.
Yeah, we can, and we've got a lot of interest too from overseas. Now, look, the launching will probably more than likely be in the Northern Territory or maybe in Queensland, because one simple reason for that, and it's all to do with economics, the closer you are to the equator, the cheaper it is to launch.
Right.
Yeah, because space is closer to you, Earth-shaped like an egg. We've got a great climate here. We've got people. We've got the capabilities. We've got the technology. It just means a kickstart, and he's done that. Watch this space. We're going to be big movers, and we're going to be part now of the global space economy, which is something I've been hoping for the last 20, 30 years.
You have. You've spoken about it. I can hear the excitement in your voice for those people out there interested in being an astronomer. Well, now you can become one by simply staying in your own country. David, always great to catch up, mate. We look forward to talking to you in a fortnight.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye.